Before we get into this episode, I just want to tell you guys something exciting that I've been trying to put together. So my birthday is coming up soon, and I am planning to have an episode on my birthday where I answer all the questions that you have for me. So send in your questions either on my WhatsApp if you have my number, or you can DM me on Instagram, _Sharon_, that's a Sharon with a double N-E, and I will get to all the questions. I'm planning to answer 25 of your questions because your girl is turning a year older. So every question that you have, send it to me and I will answer it openly and honestly. And it will be something so different for this podcast. So send in your questions. Thank you so much for your support, and I love you guys so much. Let's get into the episode. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. So I need to explain to you something that is frustrating me right now. Usually when I am recording episodes, I record many at once. So it has been a challenge of late. Why? Because it's been so loud the past few days. My neighbor, I think I told you once, my neighbor has chickens and they are loud. They are very loud. And for some reason, there is a baby that is always crying. I don't know where, but there's a baby somewhere out there that is always crying. And then there's some construction work that is happening around, so there's always noise. And then there is dogs. My neighbor's neighbor, his dogs just decide to bark all over the place. So, and then it gets windy a lot, so it messes up with the sound. So now I just get frustrated. I have not recorded any new episode up until this one, and it's frustrating to say the least. It is frustrating. So among other things that have been frustrating me this week, so I just need to tell you something. I literally just got done crying about this morning. And oh, by the way, it is a Wednesday morning. I still don't know when today is, as in what date we are on in this February, but I know it's Wednesday. And I know that I just woke up very frustrated. So I am still struggling with this thing that I'm about to tell you. And I've just realized most of the episodes that we've done in this new season, Confessions of a 20-something-year-old Christian Girl, I have noticed that most of these things are some of the things that I have overcome, or even if I'm still going through them, it's something that is not hard for me to deal with. So this particular one, it's still fresh in my mind, in my heart, in my everything. I can still feel the impact of the frustration. So I do not necessarily have like a word for anyone. I don't have an encouraging thing to say. So bear with me. I actually want you guys to encourage me. Yeah, because I feel like the only way to be real and authentic in this walk with Christ is knowing when you need to encourage and knowing when you need to be encouraged. And I feel like now is when I really need your encouragement and your prayers. So the frustration is that I have this feeling I don't know how to explain this whole thing, but please bear with me. I don't know how long this episode is about to be. I've realized lately I've been doing something to do with 14, 15, 19, 17 minutes long episodes, but this one, I don't know how long it's going to be because I'm just frustrated, so I might talk for a long time. Hopefully the editing will help to cut things short, but yeah, let's see where this will go. I have been having this feeling of wanting to pray for people. I enjoy praying for people. I am that person who will randomly ask you for like a prayer request if you need me to pray for you for something. I have no problem praying for people. In fact, I feel good when I pray for people because I know God, and I know that God always comes through for people. I know God always comes through for people because I have seen it. I have prayed and I have seen God come through for people. People have prayed for other people and we've seen God come through for them. But the problem and my frustration is sometimes it is hard for me to pray for people when I am frustrated about my own life, because sometimes I believe that God will come through for people but not for me. You see what I'm saying? So I have no problem writing down someone's name and going as far as fasting for the needs of this person. That's no issue for me. But when it comes to praying for myself, I somehow lack the faith to believe that God is going to come through for me. Simply because there are some things that I have been praying for, and some of these things I'm not yet ready to talk about, but there's some things I've been praying for, and God has answered in... Okay, so do you remember when those people who went to MPC, Mombasa Pentecostal Church, Kitambo, we used to sing this song, "Sometimes God answers yes when I pray, sometimes God answers wait when I pray, sometimes God answers no, just because he loves me so, but I know God always answers when I pray." You remember that song? If you remember it, shout out to you and whoever taught us that song. But I know God always answers when I pray. But lately, and by lately, I mean the past few years, I feel like he's always been saying, "Wait, wait, wait." And the frustration comes in when I'm waiting, and it's many years down the line, and I'm still waiting. Hadi, I get tired of waiting. Not so much tired of waiting, but it starts bothering me, like, "God, okay, I mean, when are you going to come through for me in this particular area?" So first of all, let me just get this out there, because I feel like it's going to distract me from my chain of thought. The reason why I was explaining to you about the noise is because it's frustrating. When you go back to the earlier episodes, especially season one, you'll find that the sound quality is amazing. Reason being, tulikuwa kwa, we were not in an exact studio, but we were in a studio and we had equipment and we had a good producer and the editor was amazing. So the sound was perfect. But then things happened. And after the first episode, I learned that I had to do things, some of these things by myself, which was frustrating enough, but I came to learn and it became easier for me as time went by. So right now I'm frustrated because the dogs and the chickens and the construction and what is happening at home, and like there's so much that is interfering with the sound that it's just stressful. It's just stressful. So there's that. Hiya. So back to the story now. I hope you're following. I hope you're following and I'm not sidetracking so much. So the prayer, I get, like I explained earlier, it's very easy for me to trust and believe for God to move in someone's life. I have no problem with that. In fact, I invite people to ask me to pray for them. But it's very hard for me to believe that God really wants to answer my prayers because of how long things will take. And yes, you know, sometimes I have to learn how to pray God's will. I have to learn how to align what I am praying for with God's will, because it would be useless for me to pray for something that is outside of God's will, because at this point, surely I must be, at this point in my Christian life, I understand that it is important, number one, to pray the word of God, and number two, to pray the will of God. So for me to do that, I need to be in sync with the Holy Spirit, of which it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes I'm praying because it's something that I really, really, really want, and it may not be what God wants for me at the moment, or it may not be what God wants for me at all. So sometimes I'm just catching myself praying something or praying about something that has been on my heart for years, and it's something that I know God has probably kept lingering in my heart for a very long time, because it's something that He wants me to pray about. But then, Sasa, I feel like, it's been years, Lord, it's been years. Where is the answer to this prayer? Or should I just stop praying about this thing so that I can move on with my life to avoid this frustration? So I have been praying for a couple of things. And funny story. So I came back home this weekend from, I had traveled kidogo, and I came back home and the first thing I did was to write a list of prayer items. Okay, so I sat down and I wrote these things, and I was like, this week, this is what I'm going to pray for. And I have never had a hard time praying like this week. I have never had a hard time praying like this week. It has been very difficult, and it's just Wednesday, people. I wrote this list on Saturday evening. It's just Wednesday, and I feel like I'm exhausted with this prayer thing. I feel like it's taking too much out of me, and I feel like, I mean, can I just relax? So, to the point where I actually told God, me, I don't even know what to say regarding this issue. I wrote it down. I know I need to pray about this because it's been on my mind, but I don't know what to say regarding this issue. So I need to, if you want me to pray about this, then give me the words to say, because I feel like I've prayed enough and I'm physically tired, emotionally, spiritually exhausted, because I'm praying about the same thing and I'm not seeing any change. So help me, tell me what to say. And you know, God helped me through that whole prayer moment, but, and I say this with tears in my eyes, but friends, it's hard for me to believe and have faith for myself. I have no problem believing for other people, because I feel like God really moves in people's lives. God really does things. He changes people, he changes situations. I feel like he does. But then to have to believe that for myself has been a very difficult thing, especially this week. So I have been I have been praying, and I have been feeling defeated. Let me just say that. I've been feeling very defeated this week. I've been feeling very defeated this week. And it's not the first time. It's not the first time. Every time when I am going to pray for people, or intentionally making time to pray for things other than the basic things, I normally get this feeling of I'm feeling defeated. And in addition to that, I think of myself as a creative. I think of myself as someone who is blessed with the mind to create things and to be innovative. And so recently I had this idea of something that I wanted to plan for. Actually, it was for my birthday. And it started as a very innocent idea, very, very innocent idea. And I got to the point where I was actually involving a few friends of mine, and I was like, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think we will hack this? And so, yeah, my friends obviously got excited about this, and it was like, yes, let's do this, let's plan things out, let's do this. And then I just started thinking, but where will the money for this thing come from? And this is going to be like another episode, but my relationship with money has been very toxic. The past few years it has been very toxic. So anytime money comes up, it's an issue for me. So I started thinking, maybe this idea is too extravagant for my pockets. And not even that, maybe this idea is too extravagant, and maybe I'm asking too much from God, and maybe I am just being over creative. I am overthinking this whole thing. Maybe I'm just being too bougie, so I need to not do that. So I it was part of my prayer things, my prayer items, and I was like, I need to pray about this. I need to to know what God thinks about this idea, because I just need to know. So it was there. I was trying to pray about it, but it was one of those things I was telling God, me, I don't know what to say. So I skipped over it, actually. I said, this one, I'll pray about it later. So I just, last night I had a difficult time falling asleep because I was trying to convince myself of how I need to stop thinking and imagining creatively. Because if I can't be able to bring these things to life, then why am I even thinking about them? You know, so I got frustrated and I had a very hard time falling asleep. I was thinking, now again, I need to stop dreaming about these things. I need to stop thinking about these things because they're too big for me right now. They're too big. It's too much to ask God for. And I know there's a verse in the Bible that says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever ask or imagine. I know that. I know that. But in this situation, I'm like, so this is one other thing to add to my long prayer list that you probably will make me wait for again. And I'm just like, Lord, why do you give me these ideas? Why do you give me these ideas if it's only going to make me feel defeated and disappointed? And so it was a tough time. It was a tough night. So this morning I woke up and I cried again about this issue. I was talking to my mom about it and she was trying to make me see reason. But I see the reason. I see it. I understand these things, but processing them is hard. Or am I going about this the wrong way? I don't know. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm still feeling defeated this morning. I am still feeling like I have to stop thinking and imagining and creating in my mind. I'm still feeling like that. So I need people to believe and pray for me. I need people to pray for me. I need people to have faith on my behalf. Because at this time, it reminds me of the song I Need You to Survive. I'm not sure who sang that song, but I'll put the link in the description. I'm not sure who sang that song, but it talks about needing each other. If you're a Christian, you'll know that we are all part of God's body. And the song literally says, I need you, you need me, we are all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. So yeah, that's the song. I don't know who sang it, but I've just remembered the lyrics to that song. So please believe for me. Pray that my faith will be increased for myself and for other people. Pray that I will learn how to pray God's will. And yeah, basically, or anything that you see in this episode that you need to pray for, please do. I need that. I need that. now we are 9 episodes in, and I want you guys to know that I consider you family, because yeah. Thank you so much for all the support and all the kind words you guys keep sending me. It warms my heart. You have no idea. It really does warm my heart. One of you guys asked if there is a name. You know, the way you can have like a name for all the people who are following you, all the people who are like, yeah, someone asked that, and I was like, I never thought of that, because I was initially I wasn't doing this for clout. I was not doing this for clout. I still am not doing this for clout. I just like doing podcasts because I don't like video things, and I'm a very expressive person, so this is the best way for me to express myself. So when he asked me that, I was like, no, but yeah, that's, I felt like I should mention that, but it probably won't make the cut. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can talk to me whenever. I have no problem. And when you do, please text me what you want me to pray for on your behalf. I would really love to do that. I love you guys. Bye. Hey guys, before you go, if you need to talk to someone about any of the topics that we've covered so far, please do not let the conversation end with the episode. Please go speak to someone about it, or you can text me, inbox me, email me, and we can talk more about whatever it is that you're going through. I love you.